Female circumcision removes all or part of the female genitals. It's also called infibulation, or by critics, female genital mutilation. Communities in some parts of Africa and some Muslim communities practice this ritual with the purpose of marking the transition from childhood to womanhood. But there have been cases of female circumcision in the United States and other Western nations by families who come from cultures where the practice is common. According to the United Nations Children's Fund, each year an estimated 2 million girls around the world, mostly in Africa, will likely undergo the procedure. 17-year-old Ayan Hussein was a young girl when she was circumcised. She decided to talk to older women in her community, as well as some of her peers, about their thoughts on the practice. Youth Radio sent us her story.
I'll never forget what happened. I was only 7 years old. I screamed while two other women cut me with the scissors. My mother knew the pain herself, so I'm wondering why she held me down. Why me? Now at 17, my views on this issue are clearing up, and living in the U.S., I'm searching for answers. I can't get them from my mom, so I started asking other women from African cultures to explain, like Rashida Mohammed, who is from Sudan, but it's not easy getting answers.
It's really that something we don't talk about it, you don't discuss it, it's personal, it's the taboo to talk about sex in general, and to talk about that subject also, it's something you don't discuss it with your friend.
Why?
It's part of the culture. It's part of what they believe.
Our culture is different from American culture. Sex is an open discussion in the U.S. compared to back at home. No one among the community questions female circumcision. African women, like Rashida, say female circumcision is a rite of passage.
My own opinion is like, now you are not baby anymore.
Does that mean that the girl who is not circumcised is a baby?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
What makes one a woman and not a girl? Surely a part of their private part is not the answer. In fact, my peers here in America, like Kyosha Morgan, think that the girls who went through circumcision have a lot to deal with.
I mean, you don't think that they're evil or anything, but you really don't ever think of it happening to people who are very modern. People mostly think of it as like a tribe in the woods and nobody ever sees them. I've never really thought of it as somebody who was like me, like I was.
I am like any other teenager. Just ask people like Jahavia Etheridge.
She's still, Ayan, this goofy girl. So, I mean, she's a good person and she's sweet. So that doesn't affect, her personality or anything. I just think that she's strong. She's been through a lot.
If you met me, you won't know I was circumcised. You'd be surprised how many smart women still think that the practice is good. Like a woman Rashida described to me.
I just recently heard that I have a friend. She's really well educated. She has really high position in my country, and she has two girls, and she circumcised them because she said she talked to her physician there, and she told her it's just the little things, you have to do it, and it's healthy.
I don't agree that it's healthy. I went through pain physically, something that till this day I'm still not comfortable going into details with, just like every other girl from African countries like Halo Kadir.
It's like really bad stuff,
Not everybody's open about it like me. Some girls are afraid of bringing shame to the community.
Yeah, I don't think they're supposed to do this thing.
Did you ask why it was done to you?
Uh-uh.
You never want to ask why?
I don't know. Do you know?
Why?
Do you know?
Yeah, from the people that I talked to. It was an old tradition of our old people back in the days.
So you trying to say you in the United States now, they don't have to do it again? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say that it's an old thing.
Okay.
Old. Back in the days, they saw the meaning of doing it.
So you know all this stuff. You know what is it about. That's good.
Hala doesn't know a lot of stuff. She don't talk to her mom or do research like I do. She says this is the difference between me and her. But I'm not through looking for answers. I love my people, and I just happen to have a different belief when it comes to this issue. I will always love my mom. As years pass, I have come to an understanding of what she was thinking at that day in that room.
Ayan Hussein is a reporter at Vox newspaper in Atlanta. Her story was produced by Youth Radio.